AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The now 18-year-old charged with killing two men, wounding a third during violent protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year, takes the stand in his murder trial.
Kyle Rittenhouse took the stand at his murder trial.
Did you come to downtown Kenosha to look for trouble?
No.
Answering questions from defense attorney Mark Richards.
The person that attacked me first threatened to kill me twice.
Rittenhouse was mostly calm on the stand, but at one point he broke down as he described feeling cornered by a protester who was carrying a gun and the first man he eventually shot, Joseph Rosenbaum.
That's right, run.
Prosecutors have portrayed him as the instigator.
So you felt that as a 17-year-old, it was appropriate for you to be out on the streets of Kenosha with an AR-15 that night.
Rittenhouse told prosecutor Thomas Binger that he felt he did what he had to do.
I didn't intend to kill them. I intended to stop the people who were attacking me.
I'm Jennifer King.
Rittenhouse's lawyers asked the judge to declare a mistrial over apparent out-of-bounds questions of him by the prosecution. The judge did not immediately rule on that request. Federal judge in Michigan approves a $626 million settlement for Flint residents and others exposed to lead-contaminated water. Most of the money, $600 million, is from the state, which was accused of repeatedly overlooking the risks of switching Flint's water source in 2014 without treating the water to prevent the contamination. President Biden says shipping snags have caused shortages and higher prices across the board.
This is a recipe for delays and for higher prices, and people are feeling it. They're feeling it. Do you ever think you'd be paying this much for a gallon of gas? In some parts of California, they're paying $4.50 a gallon. That's why it's so important that we do everything in our power to stabilize the supply chain.
Biden says that stability will come about through the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, which will expand and modernize the nation's ports and other transportation systems. This is AP News. The federal government is suing Uber over the ride-sharing company's imposition of wait time fees against disabled customers. AP's Jackie Quinn has the details.
The Justice Department accuses Uber of discriminating against people who have disabilities, imposing a wait time fee if the driver has to wait more than 2 minutes before a passenger is inside the vehicle. A lawsuit filed in Northern California asks the court to order Uber to change that policy, train its staff and drivers, and pay damages to people hit with wait time fees, calling that extra charge a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Uber says it's disappointed by the lawsuit, since it has been in discussions with the Justice Department. It says the extra fees are now waived for people who certify they're disabled.
The Dow closed down 240 points today. The Nasdaq dropped 263. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.